Time now for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis on the Midday Farm Show. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us from Harvestland to tell us what's going on with the markets, what's driving them, and what you, the farmer producers, need to know going forward. We bring in Jalen Petick. Time once again for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis. Jalen joining me on the phone. How's it going today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing good, Dustin. How are you?
You know, a little cold, but hanging in there. It's all you can, yeah. All you can say this time of year.
It's just the wind. It always has to be there every day, doesn't it?
I don't know. When that temperature hits like 9 below 0, I think the wind's just helping now.
That's right.
Yeah. So what are we looking at? You know, we know the weather up here is cold, but of course it's not our weather that's driving the markets right now. It's South America's, and what's going on down there?
No, it's about 110 degrees warmer in Brazil right now, Dustin, and that's kind of what's got a little concern in the markets here before, right after the new year here. We've been talking about South America weather for really about the last month, but if you look at, you know, your variables in our markets right now, that's what we have to lean on. Demand has been what it is, and it's about constant every week, and we kind of hold our breath till the USDA report here. So what we have to trade on is what Brazil and Argentina are doing, and since, you know, collectively they grow a bigger crop than we do here in the U.S., it's definitely really important to watch. And, you know, like we've talked about before, sometimes it's tough to predict what the weather is going to do tomorrow or the next day. So to be able to trade, a few million dollars on some weather forecasts, you see a lot of back and forth and up and down trade here. And that's really what we have been seeing here the last couple weeks. You know, looking at your weather maps for Brazil on Wednesday, they came out and they did look quite a bit drier than they did to start the new year. For your extended, you know, talking probably a week out or so forecast. And the temperatures there are projected to remain in the mid-90s to low hundreds. And, you know, I know South America is tropical and it's usually warm there. But, you know, a corn plant is still a corn plant and a bean plant is still a bean plant. And when you have, extended period of time where you haven't received some rain and you have temperatures throughout the day in the 90s and 100s, it doesn't take a whole lot of time to really stress out a crop. You know, again, we're talking about a more isolated area in Brazil, kind of that northeast portion, but still, you know, it's 5 to 10% of their crop that is starting to see some stress there. And then, maybe the story that's growing bigger yet is how many acres in Argentina are going to go unplanted here maybe in the next half a month or so. Over the holidays in kind of the heart of the growing region in Argentina, they received, 10 to 12 inches of rain in a lot of those central states there. It's quite a coincidence that last year, when they flooded out, it was about the same area there. So those guys have really been hurting here over the last two growing seasons. And when you look at their planting window, so we're sitting here first week in January. For beans in those central parts of Argentina, you have till about the 10th to the 14th of January as your cutoff to plant beans, and you're getting pretty desperate after that. Right now, as of the end of last week, they were about 85% planted in Argentina, with about 7.5 million acres of beans left to plant here within, say, a week. We're looking, and that doesn't include the areas that maybe are drowned out that are going to have to be replanted. Depending on their weather here this week, you're looking at, potentially 1 million to 2 million acres of beans that might, go unplanted in Argentina. Unless we get some corn acres that go unplanted, switched over to beans, you take that by about 45 bushel, you're talking, 60, 70 million bushels of beans left off their balance sheet there. So, that's where we get these volatile market swings from, and rightly so, and it's going to change with the weather every day. So, with those rains bring other areas that maybe didn't flood out, and they're really benefiting from these rains. So it's a little push-pull with yield down there.
All right, so now with weather being the major driver in South America for our markets, you know, looking at next week, the USDA is going to throw its hat in the ring and hopefully not affect the markets too much with another report coming out next week. What are we looking for there?
Yeah, a cat in the ring is right. You know, it's we hope it doesn't affect the markets too much, but, you know, ever since November's production numbers, we, you know, the market kind of holds its breath till this January report. So it always seems like at least the day of, maybe not the rest of the week or after that, but at least the day of, we get a little wild trade. Looking back at last year, it was volatile, but not too bad. Actually, corn and beans closed higher last year on your January 12th report. Corn was in a 14-cent trading range, beans in a 24-cent trading range. And then post-report, you know, within the weeks after, we saw a slight bump up in both crops, but then really we retreated into sideways trade until about March when we started getting those weather concerns around harvest time in Argentina. So, you know, saying the weather remains the same, you know, and if USDA doesn't increase yields too much, you know, I think the market's expecting a little bit of a yield increase. Big crops usually get a little bigger. Your support levels, you know, you're probably looking at 347 March corn to about 364, 365 on your top side to before we break out of that sideways pattern. New crop corn, you know, probably 380 to about 390, 395 area there. If you're looking at old crop beans, you know, 983 to about 1008 or so on March beans, and then November beans about 976 to 1005 would be resistance there. So if you're looking at putting some sell orders in, maybe looking at times to buy some puts and protect a bottom side, those would be the areas you'd want to look at.
All right, Jalen, well, thank you very much for the update and look forward to talking to you next week, and we'll see what the USDA has in store for us.
And hopefully it's a little warmer when we talk next week too, Dustin.
It doesn't have to do much to be warmer here, I think, right now. So, all right, Jalen.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yep, we'll see you next week. That's been a check of your Harvestland Grain Market Analysis for this week. Tune in again next week on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9 during the Midday Farm Show, and Jalen will give us an update as to what is going on with the Grain Market Analysis.